Nashville. We expect to reach the low 90s today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The fatal shooting of a Nashville 16-year-old has drawn the attention of a national anti-violence group, including additional reward money for information to solve the crime. Nashville police say Cameron Frierson was killed on Herman Street shortly after the Pearl Cone High School football game on Friday. Witnesses said shots came from a white sedan with tinted windows. Frierson was a junior at Hunters Lane High School. His mother wrote on GoFundMe that he was a determined and responsible kid who was working two jobs to support himself. The family is collecting donations to help with funeral expenses, and you can find a link within our coverage at WPLN.org. As detectives look into the shooting, reward money is available from Crime Stoppers. In addition, the Uvalde Foundation for Kids has added a $5,000 reward. The group advocates for violence prevention involving students. The state of Tennessee is actively trying to convince the federal government to build a nuclear life cycle campus in this state. But one state lawmaker is not on board with that idea. Ed Butler represents parts of several East Tennessee counties in the state house. He says that while he supports nuclear energy development, his constituents are very concerned that the facility might end up in one of their communities. The Tennessee Lookout reports Butler sent a letter to the governor saying any economic benefits would be outweighed by potential environmental risks.
But I just have concerns about storing these types of materials underground. When we have aquifers and waterways and so forth that's underground in Tennessee, and it's specifically, a lot of people still use wells in some of these rural areas because there is no city water.
The Federal Department of Energy has shortlisted Tennessee as it determines where it will spend $50 billion on a new facility that will have multiple components ranging from nuclear fuel production and enrichment to recycling and storing nuclear waste. Mexico's consulate on wheels has pulled into Nashville. The mobile unit from the consulate in Atlanta is offering Mexican nationals birth certificates, civil registry services, and Mexican voter ID, as well as same-day passports and consular IDs. U.S.-born children of Mexican nationals can also apply for dual citizenship through the consulate on wheels. The consulate recommends booking a free appointment online since walk-up service will be limited to urgent cases and to people over the age of 60. The consulate on wheels is at Casa de Dios on Dickerson Pike through September 11th. It's open Tuesday through Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., with extended hours on Fridays from 7:30 a.m. until 10 p.m. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.